don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. I say it that way for Dominic's sake. He'll be along in about 10 minutes. Stick around for him. I know you will. And stick around for more phone callers at 844-967-2789. Kirk Bankstead, our podcast earlier this hour, talked about new federal lawsuits. And he mentioned the attorneys for Trump, Eastman. It was the Eastman memo. It's basically Eastman's plan. And there's some new breaking news about Eastman. One more violation. Eastman show, email show, Trump attorney John Eastman was aware January 6th scheme was unlawful. And Kirk and the federal lawsuits and the plaintiffs thereof, allegations against U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald of Wisconsin, is that they knew. They knew that this action was illegal. This objection to the Electoral College count was illegal. Hell, Eastman knew it. And yet they still went along with it. In fact, they propagated the big lie. They willfully misled the American people, even though you've heard from the ads for the People for People People Corporation right here on the Devil Radio airwaves. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson laid out the math. If Donald Trump had gotten the same number of votes that Assembly Republicans did in the state of Wisconsin, about 50,000 more votes, well, he would have won the state of Wisconsin. But Ron Johnson laid it out very candidly at a, you know, Republican convab, got caught on tape doing the math. And the math says Donald Trump lost the state of Wisconsin. Yet there he was propagating the big lie along with Tiffany and Fitzgerald. And oh yeah, the breaking headline, our boy John Eastman knew it was illegal. Right-wing attorney John Eastman appears to be aware his scheme to pressure Mike Pence to overturn Donald Trump's election loss was unlawful. Email exchanges released last week by the House Select Committee showed that Eastman was aware that interrupting the congressional certification of Joe Biden's election win so that Trump's attorneys could argue the Electoral Count Act was not followed to the letter of the law was in fact unlawful, but press forward with the scheme, reported The Guardian. Here's the quote. The Senate and the House have both violated the Electoral Count Act this evening. They debated the Arizona objections for more than 2 hours. Violation of 3 U.S.C. 17, Eastman wrote to Pence's counsel, Greg Jacob, at 9:44 p.m. on January 6th. Now, understand, this was late in the evening on January 6th, after the disruption of the January 6th insurrection. Eastman is still pressuring through the attorney, Jacobs, for Pence, still trying to convince Pence to do it. And he's saying, well, you know, the debate for Arizona already broke statute. So what's a little other minor violation of the law? This was Eastman's characterization. Let me read on just briefly and then back to the phones. Eastman argued that since the statute had been violated in small ways, which amounted to a delay of several hours at most, Pence should be willing to commit, and this is the quote from the emails the January 6th committee released from Eastman, one more minor violation and adjourn for 10 days. That shows Eastman, who was advising Trump after his election loss, knew the scheme to delay Biden certification violated the Electoral Count Act and showed he was involved in a conspiracy to defraud the United States and obstruct Congress. As the House counsel Douglas Letter argued Tuesday while appearing on behalf of the Select Committee in a federal court hearing. It was so minor it could have changed the entire course of our democracy, the attorney told the court. It could have meant the popularly elected president could have been thwarted from taking office. That's what Dr. Eastman was urging. The email also raised the possibility that Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani was aware of the scheme the scheme was illegal. Oh, you think that would have stopped Rudy? So was apparently Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville at about 7 p.m. that evening asking the newly elected GOP senator to object to 10 states Biden had won after Congress reconvened about an hour later, which would have dragged the joint session into the following day. The only strategy we can follow is to object to numerous dates and raise issues so that we get ourselves into tomorrow, ideally until the end of tomorrow, Giuliani said in a recording of the call. Lordy, it's on tape. So, you know, good luck to the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC in their new federal lawsuits against U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Congressman Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald of Wisconsin. Back to the phones, Phil from Minneapolis. Phil, thanks for being patient. What do you got for us?
Well, I don't know how other states work it. I don't know how people with the mindset of some Republicans can listen to half-truths and half-lies and come up with a full lie. But if I did my job as poorly as retired or voted out Supreme Court Justice Gableman did his so-called investigation of so-called fraudulent elections in Wisconsin, I would have slunk away with my tail between my leg. Obviously, he has more brass than I do.
Phil, he did not run for re-election. Talking about Gableman, the corrupted former Supreme Court.
I don't know. He would have run for re-election.
He would have been up for re-election. He resigned his position shortly before. He resigned his position so another appointee could be made an incumbent. But who gives up? I mean, Supreme Court justices always win re-election, unless they're so corrupt that the electorate would so roundly reject him. The fact that he didn't run for re-election in the state of Wisconsin,
he knew he was going to get beat.
He knew he was going to get beat because he knew he was so corrupt. Even Republicans couldn't give him cover. And then they made him the sheriff.
A fraudulent election in Wisconsin. And then he transmits this interim report that has no evidence in it of any so-called widespread corruption or fraudulent election activities. If I did my job half as bad as that, I would expect to be fired.
Well, I don't know what happened to Phil. I didn't cut you off, Phil. Sorry about that. But what I would say, Phil, he's doing his job exactly as intended. Because you're assuming, Phil, you probably did your job with vigor and actually tried to, you know, accomplish something, a little work product. His work product is entirely a fiction. His rationale for existence, the entire reason for this contract, the entire reason Gableman is doing this investigation is to create this suspicion, to extend the big lie, to continue to justify and rationalize why it is that Republicans want to suppress the vote and move the redistricting lines, do whatever they need to do, because that's the only way they can win elections anymore in the state of Wisconsin. Phil, just ask Gableman. That's why he didn't run for re-election. And that's why Kurovsky is on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She's very liberal. Come back, Dom joins me. The Happier Happy Hour is next.
I tell you, I gotta plead ignorance on this thing, because if anyone had said anything to me at all when I first started here, that sort of thing was frowned upon.
You ignorant slut.
I want the record to reflect that I did not call Senator Sanders an ignorant slut.
Congratulations for staying awake all day.